As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
What we're proposing is more of a transfer between governmental entities. These are properties that have been funded and paid for from public monies. So it's just one public government entity with another. So what we've proposed is that the city of Bloomington would pay off the county's existing debt on the convention center, and that's a little over $2 million, I think. We'd contribute to the Monroe County Health Department the opioid settlement funds that we will receive as the city of Bloomington. That's about $1.9 million over the next 18 years, because we think that really the focus of on health is with the county, because the county runs the health department, right? So we feel like it makes more sense for them to receive those funds, and we're willing to hand those over to them to use as they see fit. Also, we want to initiate a pilot program to see if we can't expand Bloomington Transit beyond city limits. You know, we've heard for years that people out at Ivy Tech need service, bus service, and so we're willing to give that a go and see if we can make that work. And then we'd assume responsibility for the operation and management of the existing and new expanded convention center, although it would be the same folks managing it, of course. And then what we'd like from the county would be to transfer to the city all the real and personal property owned by the county or their building corporation that comprises the convention center and the property designated for the potential future convention center use. So there's been pretty, you know, wide swaths of property there along South College.
Sure, Napa Building and south of the convention, or south of the Marriott and behind the convention center and the Bunger Robertson, which you already own. So all that's all spoken for. But we just got to just kind of making sure who has the control over it. It's the control is the issue, correct?
Right. So that property has been bundled with a specific purpose in mind. And of course, that specific purpose has always been an expanded convention center. So just two more things we'd like from the county is support the annual transfer to the city, or if we do a property management entity, you know, that. But anyway, shift the innkeeper's tax that the county receives right now that they use to maintain and operate the convention center. Shift those proceeds over to the whoever's, like I said, the city, or if they set up some kind of some communities set up a corporation that oversees
right.
Public facilities like that. And then we'd like the county to retain its share of food and beverage generated outside of the city limits for the county's own uses. So the city won't try to request that the county's food and beverage dollars go toward this. We propose that we keep those food and beverage dollars as we do now, although all of ours are dedicated and put aside for this project. And then the county is free to do whatever they like with their food and beverage tax money. And I don't know off the top of my head, it's a lot of money that we've amassed because this has been going on. You know, we've been talking about this for a long time. And you know, we had the food and beverage tax, I want to say 2016, I could be wrong, 2017.
I think it's 5 years. I think that's the number that sticks in my head, and whether it's perfect or not. We have a general sense. It's been going on a lot longer than we've done anything with it. You're right. It's in a pile sitting in a corner somewhere that we need to get going.
Yeah, we're in a risky situation right now, too, in that our state legislature has noticed, and it's not just Bloomington. There's a couple other communities who are in a somewhat similar boat, I would say, not quite as well positioned as Bloomington is, but they're saying, hey, you promised people that if you collected this money, you were going to do something with it, and you don't get to just sit on that money. You can't keep collecting money for a purpose and then not execute that plan. So the state legislature wanted to take action on that last year, but we said, hey, give us just a little more time. Let us put our heads together and see if we can't move this forward. You know, we've been dealing with this pandemic, and we really want to make this work. But now, really, you know, the clock is running out. The state legislature will be back in session at the first of the year, and I'm confident this something along that deals with this food and beverage is tax is going to be on their agenda. So, you know, let's take advantage of this time that we have and get going and put this money to the use that it was collected for.
And I'm not going to be negative Nancy here. That's not where I'm going with this. But if nothing does happen, what happens to that money, Mary Catherine Carmichael, that has already been collected? Now what?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay. That's absolutely fair, because I don't the people I've talked to want this project to move on, and that's not what's in the back of their mind. I'll ask Marty Hawk tomorrow. She'll know what the quote-unquote the consequences.
So, you know, remember that the city is the one who has committed their food and beverage dollars to this fund, right? So this is really a city issue more than a county issue.
Okay. I didn't know if it was a legality issue. That's the thing. You must do X with Y dollars, or I don't know either. It's fascinating, but I'm with you. I'm in the camp of progress. I'm in the camp of I think this should happen for the betterment of what goes on here. And that's really the sticking point, it seems like, that it is generally ran into. Yes, the pandemic was a problem. Yes, I get that was an issue. That's behind us now, and it's time to get going on it. Eric Spoonmore was on the program yesterday, as I mentioned. I know he was had some public comment with the commissioners. He's in front of the county council today, I believe that is. The city, the business community, the benefits, it seems, outweighs the dragging of the feet. There's never going to be a perfect time to do this. Why do we expect that's going to happen down the road?
Yeah, you know, reasonable people can disagree. We feel strongly that, you know, now is the time. Every day you wait, it gets more expensive to build something. You know, it's like planting a tree. The best time to do it is 20 years ago. So, and we did. We committed these funds to this project, and we feel an obligation to the public to use this money in the way we said we would. So we're very anxious to have an opportunity to do that, and we just need to figure out how to get from point A to point B. And that's why we put this proposal together. That's why we'll be discussing it tonight at the county council meeting. I know Mike McAfee, Talisha Kopic, Mike Campbell, Deputy Mayor Don Griffin will all be on hand to discuss this and answer their questions. And, you know, I hope really gain their support and convince them this is a great idea, and convince the commissioners as well.
I don't know if this is a question you can answer, but since I have you here, I'll throw it in your direction. Is the holdup because I don't know why there's the holdup, and I can't figure out what else this money is being taken away from, or why this project is not going somewhere. When we've gotten together all these times up to a certain point, and I'll throw COVID in there. I'm not dismissing that. I get that. But how did it just stop? I don't. That's the part I guess I can't wrap my head around.
Yeah, I think that, you know, negotiations were ongoing up until about the time that COVID started. And honestly, both governmental entities just at that point were all COVID all the time, and basic services. Honestly, we were really focusing on those things for the folks we serve. But you know, it's again, reasonable people can see things differently, and we just did not have a meeting of the minds. But I think the nice thing about taking this up now is we've had a little time, everybody, to take a deep breath and pull back. And I think COVID has almost put things in perspective for many of us. I know it has for me. And, you know, what's really important here and what we think is really important is that we do this for our community. This has been in the planning stages for over 20 years. You know, we've been talking about it very actively for the last 6 years. So, you know, we're ready. Let's get this party started. Let's get this thing built. Let's get people coming to Bloomington. They want to be here. We want them here. It's just time. And, you know, some people said, oh, well, I don't know if people are going to travel anymore with COVID. And that is not what the Visit Bloomington is hearing or experiencing at all. Definitely people know Bloomington. There are so many people with such deep feelings about this community. They have deep memories here, and they love coming here. And so we just want to be in a position to host those folks. You know, the old saying is the easiest money your community makes is from tourism. So we really want to facilitate that, and we think that this is the path to make that happen.
Yeah, and I agree with all that, and I don't know why this isn't a slam dunk. Is it a control issue? Is it having that land? Are they not getting the rate on their return? Is that the feeling to it, or is this way too early in the negotiation stages to even come up with any conclusions like that?
Well, Mike, I don't know if you're asking the right person.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
I've been ready to go for a long time, and I think our administration has really been very anxious to get this going. So I don't have an answer for that.
And that is completely acceptable. Mary Catherine Carmichael is our guest. She is the director of, I'm going to say, community engagement.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to stitch a little sampler for you that says Mary Catherine Carmichael, director of public engagement, and have you put it on your wall.
I don't want that. I want an audio recording so I can just hit the button and it comes up and your voice says it. So then I'm
all right. Idea. We can make that happen.
Well, I hope we can make this convention center thing happen as well. Is the timeline the legislative body is going to be back in session after January? Is that the timeline for this? Is that what we're striving to have? What are we hoping to have done by then so they leave us alone?
We'd like to have an agreement with the county by the end of September, ideally. And that way, when they do come back in session, we'll be able to say, hey, look, we've moved this forward. We're going to be spending this money on the project that we collected the money for. So, you know, please let us continue. We're doing the right thing. We're doing what we said we would do. And that's what they're looking at. So I think that if we can go back to them and prove that we're moving forward and prove that we're going to do what we said we were going to do with that money, I think we'll be okay. But we can't go back there and say, well, you know, we're still talking about it. I don't know. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it makes sense. Actions speaking louder than what time's our meeting for our next meeting to determine the next meeting. That is that is absolutely, absolutely
right.
True. Okay, well, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear what when you talk to the county council tonight, is that just getting them aware of what is going to be accomplished with all those people speaking tonight? I know it's going to be more than the 3 minutes that President Spoonmore of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce had with the commissioners.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the county council will have responsibilities as a part of, you know, approving this agreement. And they need to be, and as they should be, well informed as to what's going on. So and what's being proposed. And they need a chance to ask questions and to have those questions answered. So, you know, we want to be entirely transparent about this and love that this is an opportunity tonight to answer those questions and to interact with them and, you know, get their feedback.
Well, that's good. That's the talking we're talking about. And politicking goes on behind closed doors, but are these on the record, quote unquote, meetings the most important part of this process right now? Or is the entire process of it just can't be for these meetings? Is that more conducive to getting things done?
Well, you know, that's a hard question. I think an awful lot of important business happens in public meetings. And you know, you can't underestimate the importance of a public meeting because
you're on the record.
Those are the words that go on record, Mike.
Absolutely right.
You can say anything in a meeting with two people in the room. So what, you know? But when you say it in a public meeting, that is important. And so I think public meetings are probably more important. Now, is it important to answer people's questions as they come up? Yes, absolutely. And so that might happen in between meetings, right? They might say, hey, you know what? I was thinking about this, and I was wondering this question. Can you answer it? And so, yeah, we're going to respond and say, okay, well, here's what we think about that. But if we do that, it's probably also going to be discussed at the next public meeting. So I'd lean in on the public on that.
Well, and it's a big project. It's a big deal. I just have a hard time seeing the downside of it. And again, I'm not in your arena, and I don't mean to force myself into it. But you're right. We have hotels. We have all these parking garages. We have all these restaurants. We have all. It seems like it's a natural fit to move this forward, and I just can't figure out what the holdup is. And hopefully we'll learn that through some of these public meetings and get the opinion, because if those who are against it, they're so adamant about it, well, I'd run and shout it from the courthouse steps and tell everybody. I want to know, because I don't want to be missing anything here. But it seems like the opportunity is the opportunity has to be forward thinking. We can't go back and say, well, when we did this last time, here's what happened. We've come through a pandemic now. How important is that to make sure we're not driving in the rearview mirror?
Right. And I mean, I think a nice example of not driving in the rearview mirror is the parking garage on 4th Street. Some people say, why? It's not even full. Well, of course it's not full in 2022. You don't build a parking garage for today, right? You build it for
future
capacity.
It's like that tree.
Yeah, exactly. You build it for future capacity as well. And so that would have been foolish to put up a parking garage at the same size that we had before. It would have been terribly short-sighted. So we are looking to the future, and we want to build for the future. You know, that I know another criticism or concern that's been expressed is, you know, gosh, are people going to want to travel in the future? Is it because, is that good for the climate? And, you know, I think human beings are very clever, and I think human beings want to gather.
Absolutely.
Right? It's part of who we are. And I think that we're going to be smart enough to figure out ways, for example, you know, rewarding people who travel by electric vehicle, or incentivizing people to travel in a, you know, one vehicle together, as opposed to, you know, 10 people taking cars or whatever. And you know, those are just a couple of things that pop into my head just sitting here, but I'm sure there are many more. So, what I don't think is going to change is that very human need to get together. I've been to a couple of conferences recently, and I tell you, I come away with such good information, and I bring it back here, and I think good things happen as a result of it. And I just don't think there's going to be any replacement for that in our future.
The other thing that's interesting about this is if it is transferred in the way and matter that you have laid out for us, it would seem that it wouldn't be whoever's against this problem anymore, would it? If the future falls apart, like the analogy you put, that's not who, I guess it's all of our issue to say that, but if you have a lot of cooks, you're going to have the stew taste different a lot of times. So trying to get this streamlined, trying to get it put together.
Right. And I think, you know, looking at kind of a division of labor among governmental entities, there is a lot of that in place already. And I think us giving, and by us, I mean the city, saying to the county, you know what, you're the experts in public health, you should have this opioid settlement money, right? That makes sense.
Let the experts handle it.
Exactly. And so I think that, you know, this is a facility that will be in the heart of our downtown, in the heart of our city. You know, we've done several other large development projects. We really are excited and feel like we have the bandwidth to do this. That is not to say that the county is not capable. I do not mean to imply that by any means. I do think that, you know, we're really all about it and excited about it, and hope we'll get the opportunity.
And we'll see how that plays out. Marty Hawk joins us tomorrow, so she will update the county council meeting from the council side, Don Griffin, the deputy mayor's here on Thursday, so we will have you covered with all of the new news as the week rolls on. Mary Catherine Carmichael is the director of public engagement, unless I've made that up. I think that is true.
No, you got it.
Did I get it right?
You did.
I'm one for one. We should just we should have recorded that and just maybe I'll go back and cut it out and save it for later. Okay, that's the big headline. Am I missing anything else that we need to handle in the governmental side of things? Or we know everybody's coming back. We know there's Farmers Market on Tuesday down at Switchyard, which is great. We know there's one coming up on the weekend as well. Any other? That's the big news is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we got Junk in the Trunk. It's
when is that?
Park. That's this weekend.
Oh, that's
Saturday.
Good.
Yeah, that's a fun event. We already had one drool in the pool, but eventually I think they do one at, I better not even say that, but I know, anyway, the one at
Bryant Park won't be until after Labor Day, so
that's what I thought.
Down the road.
Our COVID cases, at least as far as employee cases go, seem to be holding fairly steady. We just entered into a 5-year lease agreement with Constellation Stage and Screen. They're going to start managing the John Waldron Arts Center. So we're thrilled about that, thrilled to have them in that building. And I think
are you letting the experts do that? Is that what you're doing?
Funny. Yes, in fact, we are. Now, while that happens simultaneously, we're doing a study to see, you know, is this the best way for us to house and promote the arts in Bloomington? So, but this is just a great place to have them for the time being. They can do the great stuff that they do. And, we're going to keep planting those trees, trying to find out, how and when to do that. So, we'll see. It's going to be neat.
Well, you made me think of one last thing before I let you go. The 64,000 square foot question. Where are we with moving into the showers building? That has been T's crossed and I's dotted for administration, for police and fire. What's next there? Or is that old news? Or am I behind the times?
Well, no, it's not news. We're in the due diligence process.
Oh, still. Okay. So you're checking out to make sure everything that's going to work over there contingent on your offer. I got you.
Right. Just to make sure it is, in fact, a good match. I mean, at first blush, it looks like it. But, there have been other buildings that we've looked at and considered. We've been bursting at the seams for some time and have really, that facility that.
They're old. Oh, the police station's old.
They are. As we like to say in southern Indiana, they are road hard and put away wet. So it is time. We need to get them some better facilities. We've said no to other buildings that we started this process with. So I don't know the answer as far as what's going to eventually happen, but I do know we're still.
Yeah, if you're in that process, I just wanted to make sure that didn't sneak past me or whatever.
Exactly.
Well, sometimes the goalkeeper gets tired and then just all of a sudden the goals start flying in and you wonder how they got there. And that happens sometimes. Did you do anything fun this summer?
Well, I spent a little time at a lake. That
Ooh,
was nice.
That sounds like it.
Right. Yeah, and there's always fun things to do in Bloomington. So
Constantly. Absolutely.
I know. Actually, the problem is not finding something to do. It's deciding which one of the fun things you're going to take advantage of. And I will say this. I mentioned earlier that I've been to a couple of conferences over the summer. And honest to goodness, I come back, and this is not to denigrate them, the communities I was in by any means. They're both beautiful
They're not listening. They're not listening.
That's true. But they're both beautiful university communities. But, man, sometimes I come back from those and I think, man, we don't even know how good we have it. This is a great place to live. And I'm so glad that I do live here. I got to raise my son here. And if you don't like Bloomington or if you think things are just tragic here, do a little traveling, spend a little time somewhere else, and I think you're going to come back with a fresh perspective. At least that's been my experience.
It is. Nothing's perfect. We don't expect perfect. That's not what we're going with this, but it's not. Yeah. I've got some friends who travel for a living and tell me the exact same thing. You know, I complain about this all the time because I see it all. But you go somewhere else, you get a little bit of look-see on what else is going on. You kind of got to do that sometimes. You got to step away to step back and do that. That's why we like having you on every couple months or so. We get a different perspective. That's always good, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, we're going to keep trying to improve. I mean, you don't never want to rest on your laurels.
Oh, no. I don't even know where my laurels are. That's sure I could rest on
them. I haven't seen my laurels for 6 years.
Years.
So I don't know.
Years. Lake Walnut here at 7th Street is progressing nicely as the rain comes down again. So that's just going to be part of our recipe for today. Thanks for the heads up. Thanks for the insight. We completely appreciate it. And I hope we get together soon here on the telephone.
I hope so, too. Thanks for the opportunity. It's always such fun to get to join you, Mike. I appreciate it.